Blog Talk Radio.
Unless you intend to keep it, whether it's to love, honor, and obey, or to serve your country. And that's one example you could do. How you doing, boys and girls? And welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Oh, the Democrats are fighting and the Republicans are fighting back. And everybody's blaming everybody. Did you ever see such a thing? Did you ever see such nonsense? But it's really not nonsense, because this communist president is about to sweep 16% of the gross national product into his war chest, and we're gladly giving him the bucks to do it. We have a high tolerance for presidents that sin in the Oval Office. They say that doesn't affect his ability to perform. I don't know where you've been performing. But let me tell you, that affects a guy's ability to perform. You know, he was taking a phone call from the ambassador of China while he was getting harmonica lessons. Hello, Mr. Clinton. Mr. Clinton, how you doing? Are you busy right now? Hello, Hickory. Yeah. Oh, Mr. Clinton. Oh, Mr. Clinton talking Chinese. Oh,
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Clinton, by the way, we're invading the Philippines. Yeah, you get back to me. Thank you.
We're in trouble, man. We're in big trouble. We got a nation that's falling apart at the seams. We are so divided that a mathematics professor couldn't put us back together again. We are Splitsville, man. We are divorced from one another. There's no A pluribus unum left. I was cleaning out some files, and I came across some blogs that I did that I saved, and some tidbits of information that I thought I'd share with you. And this blog that I found was dated September the 14th, 2012.
That's 3 days after 9/11, 2012. So what do you think the topic is? Come on. Take a guess. The topic is sad ceremony at Edwards Air Force Base. As I watched the four coffins being offloaded and carried into an airplane hangar by 28 Marines, I said to myself, if those 28 Marines had been with the four guys, all might be alive today. And you know what? There is one, a survivor of that rooftop a mortar assault, and the Clintons and the Obamas are moving him from hospital to hospital. They're trying to find one that has the highest staph infections because he's a witness to the abandonment on the field of battle by the commander-in-chief, which, being the commander-in-chief, is a violation of Article 99 of the Uniform Code of Military Justice. And being the highest-ranking military officer, he could face a firing squad. But this country doesn't have the Liberty Bells to give him a firing squad. So then a chaplain introduced Waddles. She looked like she just swallowed Rosie O'Donnell whole. She had guilt written all over her face. The media is sticking to the lie assignment they were given. They are blaming a Hollywood mini-mogul labeled first a Jew. Do you remember that? They first shot out that he was a Jew. And then he was labeled as a Coptic Christian, who, based on the contents of his sick video, meets all the requirements for an Oscar from Pornowood. It may even surpass the I Got Bin Laden movie by the great SEAL Obama, who seals his records. Yeah. That's the only SEAL he is, man. The sealer of records. His records. And, so Obama then quoted the second surah from the Democratic playbook, Say Something Christian. That pulls on the heartstrings before we cut their hearts out. The Middle East tonight is on fire. Joe Biden rubbed in the death of Osama for political points. Now we see signs that say, we are a billion Osamas. Boy, that's a handful of radical Muslims. Yeah, usually murdered Americans killed during the Arab Spring or fall go to Dover Air Force Base for an autopsy and DNA testing, not to forget a rape kit for the ambassador. But it looks like Obama is going to bury his mistake faster than the loss of SEAL Team 6. You know, SEAL Team 6, do you know that all their bodies were cremated? I never knew that. Check it out. Why would they cremate all those bodies? Suppose one of them aboard cremation and wanted his remains flown home. Why did they cremate all the bodies? Yeah. Interesting, huh? A few tactics from Jack the Ripper. So, usually murdered Americans killed during the Arab Spring or fall go to Dover Air Force Base for an autopsy and DNA testing, not to forget a rape kit. But it looks like Obama is going to bury this mistake faster than the loss of SEAL Team 6 or the loss of 2,000 Americans he classified as NATO troops with the hidden help of the Presslings. If it wasn't for the internet, we'd get no truth at all. And with the help of the Huffington Post, as soon the internet will be gone also. More lies at 11. I asked myself how three retired Navy SEALs could die without a fight. Were they armed? Were they ordered not to arm? From what I could see, from the only body shown, the ambassador's shirt had black soot, as if he had been stunned by an explosion. They say he died from asphyxiation. Was that a plastic bag over the head? And how did he end up in the hospital? Who got him there? In a hospital controlled by Al-Qaeda. Does Al-Qaeda plan to release photos of the others? There is one guy who that should be easy to be identified, and that's the guy with the cell phone in his mouth who was carrying the body out. Find that guy and find that cell phone. The Pentagon needs to be transferred to the front and learn what combat is all about. Start with the ACLU branch of court-martial experts. A once great Marine is looking helpless. The basic training rule is never be without your loaded weapon. Don't let the ACLU take your bullets away. The American flag on the Cairo wall never should have fallen into the hands of the Democratic Party of Egypt. Who gave the order not to protect it? Why is Obama losing the world to evil? Israel, get close to your God because you are all alone. I said that 2012. And did you see the look on Netanyahu's face as he sat with the community organizer, the communist community organizer? Yeah. Netanyahu had a look on his face like, we are all alone, and when I go back to Israel, I got to tell them, it's us. They're going to change the national anthem of Israel to the farmer in the dell. And when the cheese stands alone comes up, the country will stand up and take a bow because they're going into this thing. And don't be surprised if Obama doesn't tip off the Iranians when Israel shows up on American intelligence radar. I wouldn't put it past him. We're on the subject of betrayed Americans, and we're asking for your prayers tonight for Dark Horse, the 3rd Battalion, 5th Marines, and their families. Now, this is dated 2010, December 2nd, just before Christmas on 2010. And they're fighting it out in Afghanistan, and they've lost 9 Marines in 4 days. Please repost this. It would be nice to see the message spread if more could pass it on. Semper Fi, God bless America. God bless the U.S. Marine Corps. Often tested, always faithful, brothers forever. And then I made a little side comment that says, and we're worried about legalizing weed and sissies in the service. Dedicate your Christ Mass prayers to your fellow Christians. Remember, the streets of heaven are guarded by United States Marines. I'm going to treat you to a tune, and when you come back, we'll tell you that Walter Cronkite was a Soviet agent. No, he was just targeted by the Soviets. Did they break him? Did they get to him? Did they compromise him? Only God knows. And here we go. America the Beautiful. It's outlawed in communist cucumber schools. talking to a guy today, and I'm telling him I picked this bit of information, whatever we were discussing, off the internet. And he goes, off the internet? You can't believe anything you see on the internet. I says, well, who do you trust? He says, I trust the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the Daily Worker. Yeah, okay, I'll take my chances with the internet. Yeah, okay. Oh, you know what was seen on the internet? That the Nazi Party was founded in Germany in a gay bar. Cronkite named his Soviet target by the FBI. Oh, speaking of Soviets, I was glancing through this before I read it to you, and it mentions Obama went to Columbia, and General Petraeus is teaching at Columbia. And he got ambushed by communist students, and they baited him, and they tried to ruin his day. But he held his own. Why he went to a communist college, I don't know. If you can go to a communist college where they can really appreciate you, go to Fordham. But anyway. Yeah, because Fordham just announced that God was a communist, a professor with a British accent. What are these Brits doing here? They ruined their country and they can't stay there no more. They're all over here. What's that guy's name on the Communist News Network? That's CNN. No, he's not on that one. He's on NBC, nothing but communists. What's his name? He's got a name. He should be a duke. If we had lost the revolution, he would have been a duke already. And I forget his name. That's how inconsequential he is. Even with people with Alzheimer's can't remember him. But that's what's happening. The only decent Brit that has managed to stand for the red, white, and blue is Stuart Varney. I will stand with Stuart Varney. He can raise his glass with us. He's as good as the men of 98. Was Cronkite named as Soviet target by the FBI. You know, the KGB never stopped. The wall came down, but the Russians never stopped working. Even when they were short-handed and underfunded. KGB is alive today as it was in 1930 when it started to infiltrate the American government. And they never left. They're in the State Department. Yeah, if you went through with turned all the lights out and you went with the communist pointer, you know, a dog that can recognize communists, he'd be pointing at a lot of people over there. While many questions remain about the nature of this secret influence operation and its ultimate success, the documents. Oh, by the way, I'm reading a book on Joe McCarthy, and that professor that led those people to attack Petraeus. Jesse Waters ambushed him at his subway platform, and he accused Jesse Waters, first thing right out of his mouth, a real communist. He even looks like Leon Trotsky. And he accused Jesse Waters of being a McCarthyite. See, that was one of the first communist labels before racist and homophobe. They used to use McCarthyite. That would silence. That would put the muzzle on anybody. Oh, I can't be classified as a McCarthyite. If you asked anybody that uses the term McCarthyite, what they know about Joe McCarthy, you couldn't put on the head of a pin. They know nothing. They only know the word McCarthyism because that's what they were trained like Pavlov's dogs in the communist colleges. Why are we paying attention to the Nazi Party when the Communist Party is the surviving murderer? So, that the Soviets were targeting major figures in the U.S. media. The Soviets have been killing us since 1917. The Soviets have been killing us in Korea, in China. They have been killing Americans in the Middle East. And one day you're going to learn that a lot of these mullahs are Soviet controlled.
And that, like Jimmy from Brooklyn says, in the Muslim glove is a Soviet hand. And they kill us and they don't spend one life. The only time in Vietnam they were killing us, and we couldn't bomb Haiphong Harbor because Soviet ships were there, yet they were there unloading weapons to kill Americans and Vietnamese. In Cuba, they were killing us. In the Sandinistas were killing us in South America. Many of the drug lords are Soviet trained, and many of the drug routes were created by the Soviets and the Chinese. That's another book, Red Cocaine. Get that book. You want to know how drugs has destroyed one out of five Americans? Get the book, Red Cocaine. And never forget, when the wall came down, it just made it easier for the Soviets to come here and hurt us. The late CBS Evening News, I call that the Catholic bashing system. Anchorman Walter Cronkite is named in a just-released FBI document. This is by a guy named Cliff Kincaid, May 17, 2010. This Cliff Kincaid is a great anti-communist, and he's a great American. He's one of the greatest Americans. The communists hate that when you use the term great American. You're a great American. Oh, you're a greater American. I love it, man. I love it. So, the late CBS Evening News anchorman, anchorworm, Walter Cronkite, is named in a just-released FBI document from 1986 as being targeted in a Soviet active measures campaign against President Reagan's anti-communist foreign policy. President Reagan gave us a great victory over the Soviets, both militarily and economical. It was the economical one that destroyed the military. Now they're using the same tactic on us. They're robbing our military of a paycheck, and they're giving it to things like Save the Grasshoppers. Yeah. And the Democrat Party of today is now the Communist Party. The Republican Party is now the Democrat Party. And speaking about oath-taking before, Harry Truman comes to mind. He learned of a congressman who was cheating on his wife, and it became a big scandal. And you know what Harry said? If a man can't be faithful to his family, how can he be faithful to his country? And who knows that more than the Soviet KGB? They know how to get to those foolish congressmen and senators, whether they want drugs, whether they want girls, or whether they want boys. They know how to entertain, and they know how to extract information. And if you think that that guy that went to who's off the screen now, but who went to all the communist countries, who had worked at a top security clearance, Snowden. Snowjob Snowden, if you think he did it for the American people, what you ought to do is go right to the closest bar and have six belts of scotch and get your mind back. He never did it for the American people. He was a KGB agent and still is. And boy, are they waltzing us around like a first-time dance girl. Cronkite, this is really funny, man. So the Soviets targeted him, and Cronkite is named as a possible member of a U.S. delegation that would sign a pro-Soviet People's Peace Treaty. Cronkite, once known as the most trusted man in television news because of his influence during the time when three network news programs dominated the national dissemination of news and information, bears a great deal of responsibility for the American military defeat in Vietnam and the communist conquest of the southeastern Asian country. Now, I got to tell you something. All during the conflict, right after China
right after American communists infiltrated the American government and turned the tide of communism in the favor of Mao Zedong against the Chiang Kai-shek. The domino theory actually did evolve and was very effective. And you only have to look at Burma, Vietnam, and they're not finished. They're not finished. The domino theory, Cambodia, they wiped out a whole city. Anybody with glasses got a sledgehammer in the head. How's that? Did they show you those pictures every night? No. But if Bush farted, they outline it with the green magic marker. Yeah. Unbelievable. I'm not saying Bush didn't need a little razzmatazz, but let's face it, man. If they ever worked over Obama like they worked over Bush, Obama can't handle it. He can't handle it. He's wussy-wuss. Yeah. So, Cronkite, once known as the most trusted man in television news because of his influence during the time when three network news programs dominated everybody, bears a great deal of responsibility for the American military defeat. The Vietnam vets didn't have a chance, man. And I'll tell you something, that was the last time there was a draft, and that was the last time that Americans had skin in the game. Today, less than 1% serves this country, and 99% could care less. It's off the news. Give me the baseball game. Yet there are guys, bodies coming home very quietly without any kind of press. If that had been a Bush body, there would have been 7 microphones in that mother's face the next morning. How do you feel about your son dying under George Bush? But the sons that are dying under Obama or Bin Laden get no attention whatsoever. They quietly slip back into the cemeteries across the country. And they're classified as NATO troops. Do you know what the body count is in Afghanistan? Under Obama, the peacemaker? You know he's in 4 wars, right? He's really in 5 because he's waged war against the United States. That's his greatest enemy. And you don't believe that. He surrounded himself with all Soviets. He surrounded himself with jihadis. Yeah. And the last person he's interested in is the American citizen. He knows how to read the lines. That's all he knows. Cronkite, once known as the most trusted man. The term active measures in the FBI document carries special significance since it designates a Soviet intelligence operations to damage the United States and further the interest of Soviet foreign policy. The most common were political influence operations in which high-profile U.S. and Western political and public figures were used to promote the Soviet objectives. Our two greatest weaknesses as a country today has not changed since Pearl Harbor. Intelligence and the ability to negotiate. We flunked them both. We flunked them both. See if you can check this out. Last Christmas or the Christmas before, there were 5 aircraft carriers tied up in Norfolk, Virginia. See if that's true. And then ask yourself, how far have we come since Pearl Harbor? And what do you think those carriers' chances are in the Persian Gulf when those Chinese silkworm missiles get lit up? And how are you going to react when you see an aircraft carrier going down with 5,000 of people on board and planes that have to fly elsewhere to land? How are you going to feel? Will that be an act of war? Never. This president and the party of death will never fight a war until the magic number is reached. Do you know what the magic number is? 1 million. 1 million. Then they have no choice, because it'll either be declare war or get shot. The term active measures in the FBI and document carries special significance. Released to this journalist, that's Cliff Kincaid, through the Freedom of Information Act, the Cronkite documents include an FBI cover letter dated June 25, 1986, which designates an attached internal memorandum from the Campaign for a People's Peace Treaty as part of a Soviet active measures campaign. The document is addressed to the FBI director and the intention of the Bureau's Intelligence Division. Now wait till you hear the names that are involved, and then ask yourself, hey, there's something here, huh? While many questions remain about the nature of the secret influence operation and its ultimate success, the documents provide absolute confirmation that the Soviets were targeting major figures in the U.S. media. Other targets were talk show host Phil Donahue, who was half a Red anyway, Harrison Salisbury of the New York Times, the Times at Joseph Stalin used to be an editor on the New York Times, under the pen name Walter Duranty, who covered up the murder of 10 million Ukrainians for Joseph, for his boss. Yes, you cannot believe what you read in the New York Times. I'll take my chances on the internet with some guy slinging hash in a small diner who probably has more inside information than he just took from the two guys that were at the counter. Other targets were talk show hosts, Donahue, Allison Salisbury in the New York Communist Times, David Brinkley of ABC, and Bill Moyers. Well, we know Bill Moyers. He's cherry red. And later with public television. Yeah, public television. That's not public television. That's communist broadcasting. The campaign for a People's Peace Party was the project of a Soviet front National Council of American Soviet Friendship, which, by the way, had an office downtown in New York. And you know who was in the building in the office next door? John Kerry. John Kerry. And you want to see something? Go out and Google Kerry's biggest contributors. Oh, there's an, I can't remember the name of the outfit. They do it. They do it on all the senators, all the congressmen. But, oh, as a matter of fact, you know what? It's on YouTube. I put it up there. It's on YouTube, and it's called Who Owns the Senate? YouTube, Who Owns the Senate? And when you get to John Kerry, see who his biggest contributor was. You ready for this? You know who it was? Bain Capital. How's that grab you? Yeah, those boys from Massachusetts, they stick together. Where are we here? The campaign for a People's Peace Treaty was anything that has anything for American friendship. You got to beware of groups that have the word American in them, unless it's the Spirit of America Party. We're jam tight and jelly free. We can't be compromised. We can't be bought. At least up to $10,000. Yeah. You know what? I was going to run against Obama. You know what my campaign slogan was? I'll steal only half of what the other guys are stealing. Assistant Director for Intelligence of the FBI, Edward O'Malley, testified before Congress in 1982 that the National Council of American Soviet Friendship was founded in 1943 by the Communist Party USA and served as Soviet interest. Soviet interests have not changed. Even though Putin wears a cross, I don't see him in church that often. Yeah, that's like John Kerry and Ted Kennedy and Nancy Pelosi. They all got caught in the boiler room of a Catholic church. They were putting ashes on their foreheads for the press. Shortly after the interview was published, the Soviets invaded Afghanistan. The campaign assistant director, O'Malley, we said, I'm calling him Concrete. Concrete. Cronkite, who retired as CBS Evening News anchorman in 1981 but continued to speak publicly about current events, was a natural target of the Soviets and their agents because he was already considered sympathetic to their cause. In 1979, he had given an interview to the Soviet magazine Literary Gazette and told Vitaly Kobish that the Soviet threat was most likely a myth. Yeah. You want to see gun control in the Soviet Union? Oh, you want a gun? Sure, you can have a gun. You got the gun? Okay, go to the front. According to the magazine, Cronkite went on to say that I will never believe in a Soviet threat. Yeah, oh God. Oh God, he will never believe in a Soviet threat. What a fool. You know what he's got to do? Well, he's gone now, but maybe his ghost could pass through the Katyn forest in Poland, and he could talk to the bodies and souls of 6,000 Polish officers who were all taken there and eliminated, and they thought they were getting a walk in the park. And he should maybe talk to Stalin and Hitler when they split Poland between them. And we said nothing. We did nothing. No, it wasn't in our best interest. Shortly after the interview was published, the Soviets invaded Afghanistan. Donahue, who pioneered the communist daytime television talk show format in the U.S. before Oprah Winfrey capitalized on it, had already been doing programs with a Soviet journalist of Vladimir Posner and continues to be a prominent left-wing activist making occasional media appearances. His program on MSNBC was canceled in 2003. His former senior producer, Jeff Cohen, claims because he was too anti-war. He was giving Marine Killing NBC a bad name. Yeah. Oh, I got it in for NBC. Nothing but communists, I call it. The FBI cover letter and memorandum can be seen on pages 58 and 59 in this collection of materials released under the Freedom of Information Act. The FBI had previously informed me that Cronkite's personal FBI file had been inexplicably destroyed by the Bureau. No, oh, man. I bet you if you look in Sandy Berger's pants, those jumbo size, can't touch this, balloon pants. Yeah. Other claims made in the documents that Cronkite assisted anti-Vietnam war protesters and said that CBS would rent a helicopter to transport Senator Edmund Muskie to an anti-war rally. Is Muskie from Massachusetts, too? What happened to Massachusetts, man? The birthplace of liberty. And today it's an S-hole run by A-holes. Oh, man. Have been seized upon by other news outlets, which apparently got batches of the same material through separate FOIA requests. Pages 6 to 9 in the collection indicate that Cronkite was privately offering to provide a CBS News open mic to the organizers of the 69 moratorium to end the war in Vietnam. Yeah, the people that were against the war were the ones who didn't want to go and fight it because they were cowards. But even worse than that, they were communist cowards who betrayed their country, which they have no use for. And today, they sit in the halls of Congress and in the Senate and on the benches, judicial benches throughout the land. And one day, a revolution is going to be forced upon us, whether we like it or not. Because Americans can only take so many lashes before they lash back. The offer of support from Cronkite was consistent with the fact that the CBS newsman had already declared that the communist 1968 Tet Offensive was a defeat for the U.S. and that the American government would negotiate a military withdrawal. Cronkite's verdict that the war was unwinnable and its acceptance by other media and many members of the public forced the transformation of U.S. policy into one of negotiations with the communists and eventually withdrawal of U.S. forces. We elected a president who was a draft dodger, who was smoking weed in London protesting the war. We listen to news anchors like Chris Matthews, who was another draft dodger, who the draft dodgers created the Peace Corps to, it was a communist underground railroad. The Peace Corps, that was the alternative to going and standing with a buddy in a rice paddy and duck bullets. And we destroyed a great generation who came home to being spit on and disrespected and never thanked for their service. And they fell right into the hands of the communists who used them and manipulated them. We're in trouble. Less than 1% of this nation defends it. And the next draft will come. And the only problem is there's going to be no training. You're going right to the front in a taxi cab. Communist North Vietnam had launched an invasion of South Vietnam in 1960, creating the National Liberation Front of South Vietnam. The loss of South Vietnam was a terrible loss. And this, once again, I got to tell you, Democrats get you into war, and they leave you to die on the battlefield, and they promise never to run again. How can you, as a football coach, at halftime, retire in a game that's very close? How can you do that? How can a president walk off the battlefield and say, I choose not to run, or I will not accept? Well, you know what? You should have went and made that speech in a tunnel, looking in, with the tunnel rats. They would have loved to hear that speech. Guys in Nam, you got the shaft. Nobody appreciated what you did. And they brought you back and they loaded you up with drugs. And they stole your soul. And it's very hard to keep your self-control and not feel betrayed. But you know what? There is justice. There is karma. And there is justice. And one day, you will be vindicated. And thank you for all you did while we didn't pay attention.
I'm a fighting man. I'll not be back this way again, 'cause we're all going.
Do you think if McCrane from County Clare could see this country today, he would say we're all Americans? No. Somebody has a dream that we will never be all united Americans. And their dream is coming true every day. Every day. Now, you see all these people that are learning Spanish, but they're not learning English. There's no reason not to learn English. There's no excuse not to learn English. But whoever divides us wants us divided on language also. A Rosetta Stone for English should be given to every Spanish-speaking immigrant and 3 months to learn the language. Come back in 3 months and talk to me. Now, you can spend money and give Obama a phone. How about giving Rosetta Stone? One language, one country. So, having said that, we are now going to take a look at the Communist Party, which is now the Democrat Party. No God, no country, burn the flag, kill the kids, sell dope for tax money. That's the Communist Party of North America, formerly the Democrat Party. I'm looking at what's called Onidan Fan Forum. How many avowed socialists sit in Congress? Post by Old Sport on August the 15th, 2010. To no surprise, check out how many members of the CBC are listed. I am certain Barry would be listed if he remained in the Senate. Of course, Barry's association with the Democrat Socialist Party is no secret to those who have really followed his trail. And here's what it says. 70 avowed socialists in the U.S. Congress. DSA lists members of the 111th session on August the 15th, 2010. They have listed their members. Co-chairs. Honorable Raul Grivalia from Arizona. Lynn Woolsey from California. I can tell you these two guys voted to burn the flag right off the top of my head. Diane Watson of California. Sheila Jackson Lee. She's a flag burner. Mazi Hirono from Hawaii. Dennis Kucinich. He's a flag burner. And he's a close friend of Bashar al-Assad. If you go to my website, www.mediacrapmatters.us, you'll see Dennis sitting in a chair talking to his master. Senate members, the Honorable Bernie Sanders, he voted to burn the flag. 80% of flag burners vote to kill kids. Check it out. Honorable Neil Abercrombie from Hawaii. There's a virus in Hawaii. Tammy Baldwin from Wisconsin. I think she's a flag burner. Abercrombie's a flag burner. Now, don't take my word for it. Go to my website. Go to my YouTube. The YouTube is Flag Burners of Record, and I named them all. And I can tell you exactly when they voted. So, Neil Abercrombie from Hawaii, Tammy Baldwin from Wisconsin, Javier Becerra from California. All three of those are flag burners. Madeline Bordalo from Guam. I don't know about her. Robert Brady from Pennsylvania. Corrine Brown. These are all members of the Socialist Party. Donna Christensen from, I guess, the Virgin Islands. Andre Carson from Indiana. Yvette Clark from New York. New York sends a lot of a lot of Reds.
Yeah. They're all in league. New York is sick, man. They're voting for a communist right now for mayor. He's got a 50% lead over the other guy. And he's a communist.
Yeah, wonderful. Oh, by the way, crime is up in New York by 9%. You know why? Because they're not doing searches anymore. Gun crime, that is, 9%.
You saw what those bikers did to that Chinese guy, right?
That's the way it works. Bullies love to bully.
And nobody made a racial incident about blacks against Chinese, did they?
Why, you don't think anybody called them a gook or a chink? You don't think so?
You got to be kidding me. They slashed his tires. How can you do that? You look in a car and there's a guy there that you may not like. And you look and you see he's got a wife and a two-year-old baby. And you go and you trash his car. And you beat up the kid in front of the husband in front of the wife and kid. You're a real tough guy, huh, with your 20 bicyclists. And you know what? You made all of the real bikers look bad.
Real bikers are pro-American. They got problems. They sell drugs. They're into the wrong things. But you know what? I never seen them, any of them ever gang up on a wife and a kid and a husband. You're making real bikers look bad. So, having said that, where are we? William Lacey Clay from Missouri, Emmanuel Cleaver from Missouri, Steve Cohen from Tennessee, John Conyers, he wanted to impeach Vice President Cheney. John Conyers, big communist, big flag burner. Elijah Cummings, oh man, oh, I'm going to throw up. Danny Davis from Illinois, he's a flag burner. Peter DeFazio from Oregon, he's a flag burner. Rosa DeLauro from Connecticut, she's a flag burner. All of these people vote to burn the flag. Keith Ellison in Minnesota, Sam Farr from California, Chaka Fata from Pennsylvania, Bob Filner from California, Barney Frank, flag burner and a baby killer.
Well, no babies around here.
Yeah. Marsha Fudge, Alan Grayson, Louis Gutierrez from Illinois, John Hall from New York. New York has some real rats. Phil Hare from Illinois. Illinois is close second. Maurice Hinchy, Massachusetts. I'm really heartbroken over Massachusetts. Michael Honda, Hinchy and Honda, and Jackson Jr. Jackson Jr., I don't know if he voted to burn the flag, but Hinchy and Honda did. Eddie Bernice Johnson from Texas, Hank Johnson from Georgia, Marcy Kaptur from Ohio, Carolyn Kilpatrick, Barbara Lee from California, John Lewis from Georgia, David Lubsack from Iowa, Ben Lujan from New Mexico, and here's the biggest phony of them all. This one is a real phony, man. This one is the devil incarnate. This is Carolyn Maloney, phony Maloney from New York, pretending to like children, pretending to like Americans.
Some of my best friends are Americans.
Ed Markey from Massachusetts. What a harpoon thrower he is. He's a flag burner and a baby killer. Yeah. Jim McDermott from Washington. Jim McDermott from Washington. He went to Baghdad against Bush's wishes to see if he could get any money from Saddam Hussein. He went with two other guys. Let me see. Banya, a guy named Banya, and a guy named McDermott. Oh, he's McDermott. So it was Banya and a guy named Thompson. All three are flag burners and baby killers and traitors. They're traitors under the pretense of peace.
This is getting worse, man. James McGovern from Massachusetts. Massachusetts, you're a sick country. Why don't you secede and do us a favor, man, and take New York with you? George Miller from California, Gwen Moore from Wisconsin, Gerald Nadler, imagine this little worm, votes to kill kids and burn the flag. Eleanor Holmes Norton from D.C., we've seen her, she puts on a show once a week.
John Oliver from Massachusetts. These are all members of the Socialist Party. Ed Pastor from Arizona. Donald Payne from New Jersey. Chelly Pingree from Maine. Charles Rangel. Charlie Rangel. Do you know that they tout Charlie Rangel as a war hero? And he voted to burn the flag? He voted to burn the flag. The same flag that draped the coffins of his fellow soldiers in Korea. How's that? And you know, the two senators from Hawaii are also war heroes, and they vote to burn the flag. And one of them has passed away now, I think. Akaka was one, and I forget the name of the other one. But they both were war heroes, and they both voted to burn the flag. They cheapened their image. Laura Richardson of California. Lucille Roybal-Allard, she's there for burning the flag. I remember that name. Bobby Rush from Illinois. Linda Sanchez, she's the one who wanted to have the Democratic Convention in the Playboy Club because all the Democrats are Playboys. Yeah, like Elliot Spritzer and Anthony Weasel. Anthony Weasel voted to burn the flag, too. He's not on this list. He has his own special list. Jan Schakowsky of Illinois. Illinois sends a lot of rats, too. Jose Serrano of New York. I think this guy is a big guy in the Bronx, and he claims that he rules the Bronx. What a shame, man. What a shame. Louise Slaughter. Imagine her voting to kill kids with a name like Slaughter. Pete Stark of California. Bernie Thompson from Mississippi. John Tierney from Massachusetts. Nydia Velasquez from New York. Maxine Waters from California. Mel Watt from North Carolina. And here is the nemesis of Mighty Mouse. This is Oil Can Harry. Henry Waxman. Henry Waxman. What a rat. He, you know what he's in charge of? Investigating baseball. Yeah. And you know what he did? He called, was it Roger Clemens to testify? And he accused him of stealing second base. That's all the baseball he knows. Peter Welsh from Vermont. Vermont is red country. And Robert Wexler from Florida. So that's 70 names of known communists. Joe McCarthy should have this list. Doesn't look like 70 names here. But 70 avowed socialists in U.S. Congress. Well, there's two, there's six, there's seven on the front page. Yeah, it could be seven. There's 10 on the last page. Three, that's 17. Well, I don't think they got all 70 here. Looks like they got about 40 names. But it's good to know, isn't it, who's hurting your country? What are you going to do about it? You're going to let them get a hold of your kids' minds? They're going to teach your kids sick sex in school and call it togetherness? You're in trouble, man. You're in trouble. And you know what? You're too busy working to know. You're too busy working. Let me see what else we got here. I know I ran out of time, but I don't care. I used to like Dennis Meaney. What's his name? Dennis Meaney, a comedian. He used to sing, "I don't care." Somebody said, this woman calls it like it is. Somebody sent me this. Got this in the mail. Lots of laughs. Someone has to say it. Alan Simpson, the senator from Wyoming, calls senior citizens the greediest generation as he compares Social Security to a milk cow with 310 million teats. Here's a response in a letter from Patty Myers in Montana. I think she's a little ticked off. And she says, "Hey, Alan, let's get a few things straight." Now, you know what? I got my paperwork all messed up here. And I may have to come back to that.
Would you like to hear how many babies have been killed since Roe versus Wade? We're going to go back. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go back to the four guys in Benghazi and the one guy that's in sequestration, the one witness to the abandonment of troops in the field. I got a picture of Sean Smith. You see his mother, right? You know she doesn't have much, right? You can see it. And you can see she's been hard working all her life. And thanks to God, she was given the thrill of having a son. I don't know if she has any more children, but we're talking about her son, Sean. Died September the 11th, 2012, age 34. Benghazi, Libya. His residence is in The Hague, in Netherlands. His nationality is American. His occupation, information management officer. Years active, 2002 to 2012. Employer, United States Foreign Service and Abandonment Company. Victim of the U.S. consulate attack in Benghazi. And where was Obama that night they were dying? Have you ever waited for somebody to show up? Maybe they were supposed to pick you up at the airport. And as the hours go by, you feel abandoned. Have you ever waited for somebody to pick you up? Known for former member of the Council of Stellar Management in the MMO EVE Online. He has a wife, and he has two children. His wife's name is Heather Smith. Smith was an only child and grew up in the Claremont neighborhood of San Diego, California. He graduated from Mission Bay High School, enlisted in the Air Force in 1995. He served 6 years. He was a ground radio maintenance specialist and was promoted to staff sergeant in August 2000. He completed his service in 2002, and he lived in The Hague, Netherlands with his wife Heather and children Samantha and Nathan. Smith was one of four Americans killed in the Benghazi attack. Also killed and sodomized, which has been removed from all news media, were Ambassador J. Christopher Stevens and two former Navy SEALs, Glenn Doherty and Tyrone Woods, who were working as private security for the consulate, and their remains were returned to the United States. And there's nothing on the other two guys. And you know what the press did when these guys got whacked? They said, Ambassador Chris Stevens was murdered, and three others. The three others didn't even raid a name mention. And every time I turned on the TV, that's all I heard. Ambassador Chris Stevens and three others. And you have to hurry up and forget about them because Hillary's running for president. Okay, so let's see if this is, I think I found two of four. I'll bet you that's it, one of four. Let me see if I got that here. Come on, Tom. This woman calls it like it is. One of four, okay. So this is Patty Myers in Montana. Here's what she says. She went after this Alan Simpson. As a career politician, and there should be no, one term per termite, my friends, you cannot keep the one guy at the cash register for 50 years. You're going to be short. As a career politician, you have been on the public dole for 50 years. And she has a female word for breast, a masculine word for breast, for 50 years. I have been paying Social Security taxes for 48 years since I was 15 years old. I'm now 63. My Social Security payments and those of millions of other Americans were safely tucked away in an interest-bearing account for decades until you political pukes decided to raid the account and give our money to a bunch of zero losers in return for votes, thus bankrupting the system and turning Social Security into a Ponzi scheme that would make Bernie Madoff proud. And if you think Social Security is a Ponzi scheme, wait till you try and get your 401k. Where are you going to keep it when you cash it out? You think they're going to let you cash it out? They're going to use that as collateral
for international loans. And they'll tell you, don't worry, we'll give you something. We'll give you a little bit. What do you want? My Social Security payments have been safely tucked away. Recently, just like Lucy and Charlie Brown, you and your ilk pulled the proverbial football away from millions of American seniors nearing retirement and moved the goalposts for full retirement from age 65 to age 67. Now you and your shill commission are proposing to move the goalposts yet again. I and millions of other Americans have been paying into Medicare from day one, and now you morons propose to change the rules of the game. Why? Because you idiots mismanaged other parts of the economy to such an extent that you need to steal our money from Medicare to pay the bills. I and millions of other Americans have been paying income taxes our entire lives, and now you propose to increase our taxes yet again? Why? Because you incompetent bastards spent our money so profligately that you just kept on spending even after you ran out of money. Now you come to the American taxpayers and say you need more to pay off your debt. To add insult to injury, you label us greedy for calling bullshit to your incompetence. Well, Captain Bullshit, I have a few questions for you. How much money have you earned from the American taxpayers during your pathetic 50-year political career? At what age did you retire from your pathetic political career? And how much are you receiving in annual retirement benefits from the American taxpayers? How much do you pay your government, provided a health insurance, pay for your government? What cuts in your retirement and health care benefits are you proposing in your disgusting deficit reduction proposal? Or, as usual, have you exempted yourself and your political cronies? It is you, Captain Bullshit, and your political co-conspirators called Congress who are the greedy ones. It is you and your fellow nutcase thieves who have bankrupted America and stolen the American dream from millions of loyal, patriotic taxpayers. And for what? Votes in your job and retirement security at our expense, you lunk-headed leech? That's right, sir. You and yours have bankrupted America for the sole purpose of advancing your pathetic political careers. You know it, we know it, and you know that we know it. And you can take that to the bank, you miserable son of a bitch. No, I did not stutter. Stop calling Social Security benefits entitlements. What an insult. I have been paying into the Social Security system for 45 years. It is my money. Give it back to me the way the system was designed, and stop patting yourself on the back like you're being generous by doling out these monthly checks. And that's one lady's opinion, and I have to concur. We're going to sign off. I thought I could read more. I guess it takes time to read, and I'm not the fastest reader in the world. So I'm going to play a World War III a tune.
No one likes us. Don't know why. We may not be perfect, but heaven knows we try. But all around, even our old friends put us down. Let's drop the big one and see what happens. We give them money, but are they grateful? No, they're spiteful and they're hateful. They don't respect us. Let's surprise them. We'll drop the big one and pulverize them. Asia's crowded, Europe's too old, Africa's far too hot, and Canada's too cold. South America stole our name. Let's drop the big one. There'll be no one left to blame us. We'll save Australia. Wanna hurt no kangaroo. We're building all American amusement park there. They got surfing too. Boom goes London, boom Paris. More room for you and more room for me. In every city, the whole world round, we'll just be another American town. Oh, how peaceful it will be.
set everybody free. You wear a Japanese kimono, baby, be a pair of shoes for me. They all hate us anyhow, so let's drop the big one now. Let's drop the